been pre-recorded for your listening advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Inches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are midweek here in June, last full week of June. And coming up on the show today, the State High School Rodeo gets underway in Hastings today, and we will be talking with Dave Resthorst about that with the Adams County Fairgrounds hosting the site, the host site. Cowboys, cowgirls from all over the state of Nebraska looking to qualify for the Nationals in Farmington, New Mexico next month. So we'll be talking with Dave. Also, the annual eight-man All-Star High School football game between Nebraska and Kansas All-Stars is Saturday. We'll talk with the head coach of the Nebraska eight-man All-Stars, Kevin Malberg of Elwood. That all coming up on the show today. But Wimbledon continues on, and former champion Maria Sharapova ousted this morning. So that's a pretty big name right there. Also, we take a look at the College World Series, which is going on, and it is still going on. We go to a Game 3 tonight between LSU and Texas, and LSU was handled last night like they have not been handled many times this year. And maybe putting Taylor Youngman in on Monday night for those six pitches settled him down, because he threw his first complete game of the year yesterday. And Daddy's back in studio.
You know what? I want to start there, Doug. Amazing performance from a very, very talented freshman. To do that in a championship game, that is incredible. To shut down that offense like that. Great baseball game. Defensive plays made. The diving catch by the left fielder was one of the great plays of the College World Series. You had offense. You had Texas coming out and putting the runs up, and that was all he needed, was that little bit of a little bit of confidence, and he was gone the entire distance and just shut down the LSU Tigers. You said it. Had not been anything LSU had saw in any of their games in the postseason, and they were trying to become the first team ever to go 10-0 in the postseason and end with a championship trophy going away. But that obviously not the case, as Game 3 will be tonight.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. So the teams are going to have some great pitchers going out tonight. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Texas and LSU, pregame at 5:45, first pitch at 6:10. Augie Garrido joking he's now in favor of the new format, best 2 out of 3.
Augie Garrido, every once in a while, he's been kind of the jokester a little bit.
They do better after a win.
Did you hear his DUI was brought up? Did you hear what he said, that his mugshot was a lot better than Nick Nolte's?
Nah.
That's fun for a 70-year-old guy to come up with that. That's good. He won't be sentenced till the summer, though.
Yeah, whatever. Zach Greinke pitched 8 sharp innings for his first win in almost a month, and Billy Butler homered. The Royals win!
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at the five-game
losing streak.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Royals and
peanut
Astros again tonight, jelly, and then tomorrow afternoon, the return to ESPN Radio.
Soria comes in the ninth, gets 2 guys on, 0 outs, guys on first and second, and then 1-2-3, see you around. Royals win.
Two stories to talk about at least by the end of the day today, and I want to go to this one. What happened here that it took so long to find out about this? The NCAA has penalized 5 Division II wrestlers, 1 head coach, 2 assistant coaches, and a donor for misconduct following the national championships in Houston. The NCAA said 1 wrestler, both assistants, and a donor were arrested for public intoxication, while another wrestler was arrested for evading arrest in March. The others were cited for unruly behavior and property damage. The NCAA did not provide names, but said penalties range from private reprimands to fines totaling $4,000. That's besides what is owed for property damage to the Hyatt Regency of Houston. Representatives from the University of Nebraska, Omaha, Findlay, Upper Iowa, Newberry, and Minnesota State Moorhead were punished. Three other schools were penalized, but were not named. So, I contacted UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer to find out what in the world and if UNK was one of the three other schools not named. UNK was not one of the three other schools not named. In fact, Coach Bauer said he was the only one that was in the motel at this time. And then investigating further on here, of course, this was another one of those Division II jamborees. So it wasn't just wrestlers. They were having swimming. They were having indoor track. All of these athletes were being housed at the same place at the Houston or the Hyatt Regency in Houston. And I guess at the last night, it just got out of control. Coach Bauer said there was police up and down the halls telling people to stay in their rooms because they were trying to sort some things out. He goes, I didn't even peek my head out. But he goes, the deal was there were so many people flying out the next morning that a lot of the kids from UNK had went with their families. Some of them were staying out closer to the airport because they were flying out the next morning. And he said some of the kids didn't get back to the hotel until all of this had went down. So he said, rest assured, you don't have to worry about UNK being a part of this. And then I talked to Peter Yazvak. He said some of this went on after the Division II
here,
in Kearney.
Here. And I believe, I'm going to go back here to the, no, it was not, I believe that was Central Oklahoma, where the problems stem from here.
Part of it.
Sinks being ripped off walls in hotels.
What the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with your coach, your administration? Really? To have a good time, you got to destroy a hotel room? Huh?
I'm with you. I don't know if these kids are all from New York. Don't know how to act. I don't know.
Let's go to the email. Scott and Wilcox says, Daddy, you were going on about the language of the fans at the U.S. Open, apparently, which is what you were talking about with New York there. Apparently, you missed the big F-bomb that Tiger let out on national television. Even the commentators mentioned it. Scott from Wilcox. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, fine. In the heat of battle.
But,
I think that's more acceptable.
Who was he directing that at somebody? No.
No.
No. He was directing it at himself.
At his ball.
Yeah. At his swing, at his bad luck.
Maybe here.
But back to this wrestling / swimming / track. I mean, it wasn't just wrestlers either. I just, and then not to really hear about this for 3-4 months or levy the penalties out. I don't get it.
I don't know why the story comes out. I know the headquarters of the NCAA is in Indianapolis, and that's hence the story that they released it. But why wouldn't the big story have came out of Houston from the Houston Chronicle or somebody?
Well, probably because they didn't know until they knew.
Well, there's police running everywhere. I'm thinking somebody surely got. I'd like to know who.
Well,
the
they probably knew about it. It's just that this was the fines and the penalties were levied here.
Who's the one head coach? Because he ought to be fired. Well, why are they hiding these people? Aren't we?
Well, yeah. The Ole Miss coach, basketball coach, supposedly
exactly.
In trouble. You know, this coach, that coach. You know, Frank Solich, well, he was sleeping at the wheel with his car running. You know, we found out it was Frank Solich. And you can pick a lot of different coaches and players and find out what they did. Yeah, I don't know.
Once again, what is wrong with today's society? What goes on? Fights? You got the kid out in L.A. that beat up the soccer player still in the hospital and unconscious. Terrell's losing and whatever the hell that thing was last night. First one out. What's going on in the world today? I just don't get it. I can understand. You know what? If you're a senior and you put in the commitment to be a college wrestler and all that goes into that, and dieted and worked your butt off for 4 years, and you want to cut loose and you're in Houston and fun night spots to go out to, I can understand partying your bagongos off. I go bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, go crazy. But why does it have to come to that?
Crazy? Did you say crazy?
We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah! Get it done.
Howard Dean was on Colbert last night, by the way. I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox here because one of our famed participants of the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest has confirmed his entry. Bob Hamer from Grand Island Independent fame said he would be honored to once again be included in the hot dog eating contest. One question, though. Can we bring our own condiments? I have a favorite that I think will allow me to push the Bertrands and the Geltons to the limit. I'm looking forward to July 10th. Bob H.
I'm going to make a corporate decision. Bring it on down, Bob.
Is it mayo? We got ketchup. We got mustard. I don't think a beverage is considered a condiment, which, of course, you can't bring in, Bob Hilltop. Well, can't do that.
I'm thinking Bob probably picked up something being at a Cubs game or something.
Everything's sitting on the table must be approved by the judges, and that includes us. 1-888-455-ESPN, the Doug and Daddy email, Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Our fourth annual hot dog eating contest at the beautiful air-conditioned Hilltop Mall, Friday, July 10th from 11 to 1. We'll have a special extended show on that day. Josh Geldon, a former champion, has also confirmed his entry. Pug Bertrand, the two-time defending champion, will be back. If you have been in before or have not and would like to be in again, simply let us know. We don't have a whole lot of criteria to get in. We just like to have a good time and feed you some Troutman's hot dogs, and hopefully you'll have a good time and maybe compete for the title of best dog eater in the whole darn listening area. All you have to do is email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Think also hearing some rumors Holdridge will be represented this year. I believe Eric Holland set to join us as well. I contacted us, and I said, come on over. So, Holdridge, you will be represented for the first time, I believe.
Well, let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, it's off to Hastings where the State High School Rodeo gets underway. We talk a little football in the second half of the show, so stay with us.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Attention UNK students and military personnel. You can now golf at Prairie Hills for only $20. This includes 18 holes plus a cart. Golfers come out on Mondays for half price specials. 18 holes and a cart for $25. Everyone is welcome to sign up for the first annual Prairie Hills 4-person scramble on June 27th and 28th. This 2-day tournament features cash prizes totaling over $14,000. Dinner catered by the Alley Rose with a Calcutta to follow on the 27th. Registration is due by June 26th. Go to prairiehillsgolf.com for more.
Yeah.
July 4th is soon here, so why not save more on your fireworks? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction. Get $30 worth of Marv's fireworks for only $20. But that's not all. From storm tickets to pickup truck covers and food certificates, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction anytime.
There's a slight chance for a shower storm developing today. Otherwise, look for partly to mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 97 with fair winds 5 to 15. Back to 68 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, more Nebraska football. I think they're just gonna say, you know what? If a home game's not on TV, it's gonna be on pay per view. I don't know why they just don't say that now. Because when's the last time a home game hasn't been on pay per view?
Well, I totally agree.
Like one out of the last 4 years, maybe. So announced the kickoff times and that the three yawners, as far as at least the opponent's name for the start of the football season. Are all going to be on pay-per-view. The season will start off against Florida Atlantic and Howard Schnellenberger September 5th, Saturday night, 6 o'clock kickoff, an evening kickoff at Memorial Stadium, giving you proper time on Labor Day weekend to get lubed up and ready to go for a huge game against Florida Atlantic. Then the next week, Arkansas State comes in for a 1 o'clock kickoff in the sun. And then homecoming September 26th against Louisiana. Lafayette will kick off at 6 o'clock. So there you go.
Indians of Arkansas State. I believe they've had to change that name, but they'll always be the Indians to me. So I just, why, yeah, Doug, why, was there special timing in this, or why was this picked and when they would announce this? Or,
I mean, not much else going on.
Yeah, I mean, Florida Atlantic, Arkansas State, Louisiana, Lafayette. Then
three. So all of the non-conference games are going to be on TV, three pay-per-view, and then Virginia Tech on ABC / ESPN coverage at 2:30 from Blacksburg. Then we know the Missouri and Colorado games are going to be on television as well. The rest of the games during the Big 12 season will be announced in a week-to-week format, depending on how teams are doing and the best-looking matchups.
You got to think, like you said, all the home games, and that leaves only at Baylor and at Kansas, which you got to expect Kansas and Nebraska to be battling for the Big 12 North Championship. Kansas will be on, so at Baylor is the only one that's in question, isn't it?
I suppose. 1-888-455-ESPN. We have some news from the UNK volleyball office, a team that is expected to do very, very well. And will definitely be ranked in the top 10 and maybe higher in the preseason. Coach Rick Squires announcing the addition of three high school seniors and a junior college transfer to the Lopers roster. Joining UNK will be Kaylee Anderson, the daughter of Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson from Lincoln Southwest. Sarah Balboa, no relation to Rocky, out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And Abby Sheets from Ewing, and then from North Platte Community College, Satara Michaels is going to come in. Abby Sheets from Ewing, big get for UNK. I will call that the biggest get because Haley Tramer has been looked at and has been from Ewing. They won state. She's going to Nebraska. And a lot of people thought that maybe Sheets had kind of caught up to her in talent level and was getting overlooked in both basketball and volleyball. And a lot of people saying a lot of good things about Abby Sheets. Now, a couple of players are going to be leaving the team. Coach Squires announced that senior defensive specialist and center Michaela Knipe of Millard South is leaving, and then his daughter, sophomore center Jordan Squires, is going to transfer to Fort Lewis, where she will more likely have an opportunity to become a starting center, according to the coach, who said, "I will be rooting for her in every match this season, except one." So UNK is going to have some new looks. Coach says that despite returning all of our starters, it was an important recruiting class for the future of Loper volleyball.
Looks so strong. So strong.
Well, the State High School Rodeo is getting underway today with some competition in Hastings at the Adams County Fairgrounds and really gets going full bore Thursday, Friday, and wrapping up the short goes Saturday. And joining us from the Adams County and the chairman of the State High School Rodeo Committee in Hastings is Dave Rethorst here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, everybody, I assume, has rolled into town, and looks like it's going to be rodeo warm weather. Looks like we've got a lot of folks, and everything is pointed ready to go here.
You bet. It fairgrounds over here looks like a miniature city the last 2 days. We've got lots of horses in, lots of people in. I think we're off to a good start.
Dave, obviously everybody's trying to qualify for nationals. What does it take in an individual event to get that done?
They have practice rodeos throughout the year. From the practice rodeos, they can carry in 100 points into finals from their 10 best rodeos. And then after the first two go-rounds here, we take the top 10 point-wise with their points coming in, take the top 10 and go to a short go on Saturday afternoon, and then we take the top three in each event for the national team.
Dave, obviously, competitor-wise, I don't think the rodeo is growing. We're looking at growth from an attendance perspective and more fans coming in. Has that continued to grow now that it's established its home in Hastings?
Yes, we get better crowds each year, particularly our evening performances and then our Saturday afternoon short go finals we usually have a very nice crowd for.
Dave, what is the competition level of a Nebraska high school rodeo, especially on the national stage? Is it very, very good quality?
Yes, for the most part, we're competitive. You've got to realize, of course, there's an awful lot of toughs come out of Texas and Oklahoma. Texas, for example, takes the top 100 in each event to their state finals, where we take the top 30. But our kids have represented Nebraska well at the finals. Over the years, we usually have, three or four kids place, in the top five at nationals. Not every event, but we'll have several kids place at nationals. So we're really proud of what they do.
Dave Rethorst joining us, the chairman of the State Rodeo Committee, going out at the Adams County Fairground the next few days. A lot of queen thing going on yesterday. We'll crown a queen this week. I've got some cutting going on at this hour.
Right.
And Dave, I guess one thing, it's not just rodeo. If you look at the schedule of events, you see the queens, you see the scholarships, you see some student mentoring. These kids are kind of like, since it's a high school sanctioned sport, but still referred to as high school, they're still doing some things that's not just in the rodeo arena.
Right. And, keep in mind, they have to keep their grades up in order to stay eligible to rodeo. There's standards set by the state and national committees on what their grades need to be. And then, of course, like you mentioned, they give away, the state association gives away scholarships, because a lot of these rodeo athletes will go on and rodeo at the intercollegiate level.
Everything wraps up Saturday here in Hastings. Dave, when is the national rodeo?
The national rodeo is, I believe, the third week in July.
Out in New Mexico at Farmington.
At Farmington, New Mexico, that's correct.
Dave, one thing, I've got a few kids here that I know are from the area. This has been thought of for years as a Western Nebraska sport. You just didn't see very many kids from larger cities or from the eastern half of the state qualifying. Is that starting to become more statewide, or is it still pretty much west of our listening area?
Well, it's basically from the Tri-Cities area west. There's a fair number of these athletes from the Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island area, a few from east of here. The majority of the kids are from the Sand Hills region and out in the Panhandle. But there's more each year from this area.
Are there a couple of kids maybe from the listening area or Hastings that if folks want to come out and say, I don't know the kids, but I want to root for these Hastings kids or area kids, who might those be?
Yeah, I know Richard Coates is qualified. I know, I can't think of his sister's name off the top of my head.
I think Carrie, Richard and Carrie.
Carrie, yes. Carrie qualified. There's an Overy girl from down at Pauline that qualified. That'll be a tough in the pole bending. So there's several represented here at the finals from the local area.
Now, do you you get on the bulls just to make sure that they're ready to go? You practice on them?
No, sir. No, sir. I gave that up many years ago.
Dave, again, for the folks that are wanting to attend, give them all the information, times, times, admission, price, and where they need to be at.
The rodeo is at the Adams County Fairground. As you mentioned, we've got a cutting performance going on now that will be wrapping up here in the next hour. We've got the second go-around of cutting this evening. I believe that's at 6:30. We've got a rodeo performance in the morning at 9 o'clock, and then the cutting finals are tomorrow afternoon, and then we will have a rodeo performance tomorrow night at 6:30, and then we'll rodeo again at 9 and 6:30 on Friday. And then our short go-around finals, I believe, is 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
All right, Dave, we'll let you get back. I know you guys are busy and putting on a great rodeo over there. So thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have a great weekend.
Likewise, and thanks for having us.
You bet. Dave Rethorst, chairman of the Nebraska State Rodeo Committee, Hastings, Nebraska, Adams County Fairgrounds. Cutting today, the rodeo performances, 9 and 6:30, Thursday and Friday, 1:30 short go on Saturday at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Some of the other kids that are from the area for the rodeo, besides the Coates and Alyssa Overy, you've got Ryder and Rhett Nelson coming out of Donovan, Ashley Herringer from Junietta, Brock and Bailey Baxter from Grand Island, kids from Guide Rock and Wood River, and, of course, then a good contingent from the rest of the state.
A lot going on over there.
What's your favorite event?
I like the bulls to watch. Now, you growing up in Ord, you were close to Burwell and all the action that goes on.
Nebraska's big rodeo.
There you go. The excitement level, obviously, when you said the kids come from that part. I mean, western Nebraska, Panhandle, I guess it grows here every year, but you still don't see the numbers maybe that some of these high school people would like to see.
Well, you still saw a few years ago, I think, a reintroduction or a more interest going back into the sport of rodeo. I think having maybe some Nebraska cowboys and cowgirls doing well on the national scene, even some of the young ones like a Stephen Dent, and there's so many that you can mention. But some of these guys that have come from Nebraska, you know, that sparks interest, and it doesn't take much for a small town to, you know, hey, you want to follow your kid. If he's playing football, you want to follow him. If he's rodeoing on a national scene, you want to follow him. If he's playing she's playing volleyball, you want to follow her. So I think that has helped, and a number's up. I'm not sure where that sits right now with some of the rodeos across the state of Nebraska, but hopefully a good attendance this weekend in Hastings. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to turn our attention to a little football. Kevin Malberg from Elwood, the head coach of the Nebraska 8-man All-Stars, headed to Kansas this weekend for an All-Star game with, well, what else? The Kansas All-Stars. He's going to join us coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Tune into the Travelers Championship as the race for the FedEx Cup continues. Watch the best of the best, including Sergio Garcia, Anthony Kim, Vijay Singh, and defending champion Stuart Sink, as they compete to make golf history. Catch all the players and all the drama that comes with every PGA Tour event. Don't miss the action of the Travelers Championship June 25th and June 26th on the Golf Channel, and June 27th and June 28th on CBS. Brought to you by Travelers Insurance in Sync.
Everybody knows your oil protects your engine. But what's protecting your oil? Fram. Because a Fram Extra Guard oil filter delivers 3 times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Next oil change? Don't mess around. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 45481 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
There's a slight chance for a shower storm developing today. Otherwise, look for partly to mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 97 with fair winds 5 to 15. Back to 68 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we head you towards lunch, don't forget, great place to snack anytime, day or night, is the Chicken Coop, where you can watch all of your favorite sporting events, because there's not a bad seat in the house, whether it's Major League Baseball, the final game of the College World Series tonight, golf, no matter what, tennis is going on at Wimbledon. There's so many different things out there and so many variety of interests. From time to time, they might even throw on a soccer game.
You want to make it crazy and throw on some women's bowling.
Whoa. Women's bowling at the Coop. They'll find it for you. The Chicken Coop, where you can get something day or night. Lunch specials every day. And, of course, great food and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week for you, whether you're working or whether you're just coming in with your softball team or little kids, baseball or softball team. There's something for everyone. For the kids, get them a little appetizer. Maybe some cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms. Maybe they like some boneless wings. For you, maybe you want a steak or ribs or a burger, or you order a pizza for the whole gang. You can't go wrong when you are at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Try them for lunch today. By the way, I know we want to go into we've got a very, very special guest coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but
that's why I threw that Nebraska women's bowling reference out.
We've been talking coaches, and this just came down the wire that Coach K remains Duke's highest-paid employee. The school's most recent IRS documents were obtained by the Associated Press because, wow, is it a slow sports week. They show that Duke paid men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski more than $3.6 million during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. The Hall of Fame coach made about $2.2 the previous year. His salary is about 3.5 times that of Duke's next highest paid employee, which is the chancellor, at just under $1 million a year. So 3.6, when you're that important, you get a lot of coin, and that's why we bring in the highest paid employee at the Elwood Public Schools. Kevin Malberg joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning. I don't think I'm up there quite yet.
The Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star football game is coming up this Saturday, but before we get to that, you got to hang around these kids and be part of a last week's Sertoma 8-man game. Had a pretty good game with the West prevailing. I guess give us a little recap in your eyes there, because you're going to have a lot of those kids going to Kansas with you.
We have 22 out of 20. Well, we had a kid drop out this morning, so we're going down there with 23. And 21 out of 23 played in last week's game, and 15 of them from the West. And, you know, the Cats are kids going who put on quite the performance. And we got a lot of good football players. We went down there, the coaches that are coaching in this game down in Kansas Saturday, went down and watched practices and give us an idea where we're going to play kids. We got so many, you know, the athletes that we have are really good athletes, and we're going to put them in different positions. But a lot of them we're going to keep where they played last week. I think one switch we will make is Dylan Brining played defense last week. I think he's going to play in for us this week. It's kind of a fight between the defensive coaches and the offensive coaches on who gets who, but I did win over on the Catcher kid from Ewing to play offense.
He was the MVP Saturday, of course, setting some records.
Kevin, obviously things didn't go Nebraska's way a year ago. What did you see the big difference being in that game a year ago?
Speed. Their speed, they spread us out a lot. And we started out in a 4-2 defense. We had to switch to a 3-4. When we went to the 3-4, it worked a lot better. But they had tremendous speed last year. And on offense, you know, we're going to run more of a shotgun style where the quarterback is going to get the ball quite a bit. I always think that, you know, if you got an athlete like Kanter, you got to give him the ball as much as you can. So we're going to go with a shotgun offense, I would probably say 75% of the time. And then, you know, we got good running backs. Barnes is going along, and Kit from Allen, I think we're going to play at running back also. But there's a lot of options that we'll do. The one thing about it is, you know, we only have five practices, but these kids practiced 10 times last week. So, you know, they'll be ready to play. We got some great athletes. I'm standing out here in a parking lot at Loomis because that's where we're leaving from, and we're just counting them down. And hopefully, Kanter shows up and the rest of them.
Kevin Malberg, Elwood football coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's also coaching the Nebraska All-Stars down in Kansas. One more thing, I guess, before we maybe move away from the exact Kansas theme. Compare Nebraska's eight-man to Kansas's eight-man, because from what we've been told, eight-man in Kansas is a lot bigger. There's just more participants, more schools have eight-man football.
Well, they actually they have two eight-man all-star games. They have two divisions, and so they have two eight-man all-star games, and there's some really good players. Matter of fact, I think the kid that got the MVP for Kansas on defense last year is a linebacker at UNK, redshirted linebacker by the name of Coolman. That was out of Kensington, Kansas, and he was absolutely phenomenal last year. And, you know, we scored early, and then we didn't do a whole lot after that. But it's a good game, and they do have a loaded state of good football players down there. We played Oklahoma, and we trashed them by about 40 points each year in the two years that we played them, so they quit. So then we ended up getting Kansas, and they do have a eight-man football team.
Kevin, tell us why you think it is that so many kids this year are off of the West All-Star team instead of more of a 50-50 split.
Well, you know, when we started it out, Tony, it was 12-12. And then when we had kids dropping out, we were trying to replace them with position that we had the kid pick to play. So, you know, we look around and we went to the West, and that's why the big split is basically it was 12-12 at one time. I know for the East, for the Satoma game, that the East had a few kids drop out of there too, and they had to go deeper into their coaches' selections. And so, you know, I don't know what the deal is. There's some players that we really would have liked to have, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. I think we've got some great athletes here, and we're going to go down there and have fun and try to win the game. And that's the main point is, you know, they're going to have fun. And we got some good athletes, you know, just around in the listening area. We got Drew Carr, who played really well last Saturday. We have Russ Walton from Franklin, who played center and offensive guard last week. And he could also be a stud linebacker, but I also won out on him. He's going to play the linebacker. Brining and the Barnes kid. And so we got some good athletes right from this area.
Jacob Morton from Loomis.
Jacob Morton from Loomis, yeah. Rob Keeney from Callaway. So we really have some good athletes that are going down there.
Kevin, you kind of went right into what I wanted to ask you next then. We touch on the area kids, and, of course, Kotzer not being an area kid from Ewing, but maybe another kid that really impressed you that you might not have had a chance to really see play during his high school career.
The Bauer kid from Elgin. He played quarterback for him, and he's going to play offensive end. He played a little quarterback down there. The similar kid from Howells is an exceptional athlete at that. It's a surprise or anything like that. I think he might have been the only senior on the team. So next year maybe we'll just send Howells down there to play Kansas with what they got coming back, because Spears is standing here. And, you know, I'd like to take that Bizzotta kid, but won't let me because he said he has a year of eligibility left. I guess that's what happened.
Well, the good thing about Howells, we don't meet him in this part of the state until we get to Memorial Stadium.
No, and they ought to just – they were a lot more better off in ski too, I really think.
Kevin Malberg joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Kevin, best of luck down there, and if the kids aren't doing anything later tonight, maybe go get some gas and burn a big end in the middle of the field or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that or something. You know, Doug, and I don't know if you know this, but Tony refereed several of our junior high basketball games, and my daughter isn't very sharp. She thinks he's one of the best referees around, and I don't know if you knew that they had a line in Vegas when Tony referees a basketball game on over and unders. And I looked it up on the internet, and when he did a junior high game of ours, it was 3.5 was the over and under. And that depends upon the number of times Tony makes a pass half. A lot unders was good about most of the games, I guess. This year.
I was going to say, lay the under. Kev, get back from Kansas safe so we can get back together and share a few stories.
Okay, thanks a lot, you guys.
Take care. Kevin Wahlberg of Elwood, head football coach. He, along with Rod Brummels of Clearwater Orchard, Arlo West of Sterling, and Jeff Ashby from Giltner are going to be heading down as the coaching staff for the Nebraska All-Stars at Hayes, Kansas, Saturday night. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock.
Doug, does it surprise you that there's almost twice the amount of eight-man teams in Kansas than there are in Nebraska?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly right. I think they just... they split it into two divisions. Now there's two classes here in Nebraska of about 60 teams each. I mean, there's right. quite a few. But, you know, you get into western Kansas, it's kind of the same way it is in western Nebraska. I mean, it's pretty spread out and just not a lot of big old towns to worry about. So eight-man football, and they know how to play it. So we'll see what happens when they play at Hayes Saturday night at 7 o'clock. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, before we get away from football, just when you think Dallas has gotten rid of all the weirdos, the Cowboys now have three people I've never heard of that are going to make an album?
Well, they've already made the album. It sounds like to me a trio of Dallas Cowboys are now professional headbangers. Leonard Davis, Mark Colombo, and Corey Proctor have signed a recording contract as part of a heavy metal band called Free Rain. Their debut album for Australia's Riot Entertainment is going to be released this fall. Considering all three players weigh over 300 pounds, it only makes sense they're being referred to as heavier than metal.
Wow.
So.
We'll touch on a little Legion baseball, a little golf, and we've got more coming your way. Dent Popper Inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with more after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
There's a slight chance for a shower or storm developing today. Otherwise, look for partly to mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 97 with variable winds 5 to 15. Back to 68 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday.
A quick reminder, maybe that ball glove's wearing out in the middle of the season. Still got a few games to go.
Maybe you're
off.
Getting ready. You want to look good for Royals tryout camp Monday.
There
over
you go.
Gibbon. What do you think?
10% off ball gloves, Misco Sports. Got bat bags, T-ball, Little League, Senior League, travel team, Legion bats. Hey, don't have exactly what you want? Steve, they got on the phone. They ordered in for you catcher's equipment, balls, baseball, softball, batting helmets, hitting nets, training supplies, uniforms, and hats, all at Misco Sports. They've been doing it for over 100 years. Why would you question them now? Umpire apparel and protective equipment as well. Ask Steve and the gang at Misco Sports, downtown Kearney on the Bricks. All the baseball equipment you need. And, hey, you're looking ahead towards football. Looking ahead towards doing a little conditioning, running this year. They've got all the shoes, all the shorts, all the T-shirts, all the tank tops for you at Misco Sports in downtown Kearney Center.
Anthony Renato gets the start tonight. He's the Friday night starter for the LSU Tigers. And Texas is going to go with the man. They started in the Big 12. They started him the number one spot along the way here in the postseason. So you can't fault who they're going to put out on the mound tonight for the winner-take-all third game of this championship series between LSU and Texas tonight here on ESPN Radio. No need to change your mind now. I still got LSU. You still got Texas?
Still got Texas.
All right. Good enough.
Go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug. Those folks, and they're referring to the wrestling story that you brought out of Indianapolis about messing up the hotel and what. Those folks didn't go to Bertrand or Ord High School. No doubt about that. Appreciate that email. Know how to behave in Bertrand and Ord.
Little American Legion baseball last night. Hastings 5 points, a beat Kearney Runza 6-5. In the junior game, it was Kearney Post 52 over Johnson Imperial Homes 12-4. Post 52 is 22-2. I suppose we should have Coach Archer to explain himself, huh? Also last night.
Well, again, some late, you know, things going right in the seventh inning a couple times. Well, actually three or four times here in the last couple weeks.
Also, Aurora took a pair from Kearney, beating the Little Caesars juniors, the Little Caesars seniors 10-2, and the 5 points juniors 4-3. Granville and Wells Fargo and Home Federal both swept doubleheaders yesterday from Columbus. Donovan teenager Danielle Lemick, they rained out. Now remember, she led. This is the Nebraska Women's Stroke Play Championship. It's going out at the Lincoln Country Club. Last year, she was the leader after one round of the 54-hole event. This year, the rain washed out Monday's opening round, so they cut it down to 36 holes. So she just needs to put together another solid round today. 77, two shots better than three others, including Abby Bartlett and J.C. Stevenson of Grand Island and Katie Kaiser of Gothenburg. All just two shots back. The Omaha and Lincoln golfers are all behind, and that's a little different.
How old
Michelle
is Daniel?
Michelle Kluge shot 85, by the way.
Oh.
Shot 85. Just like Jonah Jeffries of Grand Island. Sarah Wissing of Hastings in 86. Danielle, I believe, who's going to be a sophomore,
okay.
15.
I was just going to say, I believe she finished her freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Leading them all.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I want to punch her.
And the Nebraska Match Play Championship returning to Willow Lakes in Bellevue for a fourth time and the first since 1990 when Larry Sock of Lincoln was the winner. Hall of Famers Dan Behensky of Kearney and Mike Hewitt of Lincoln won the other two competitions at Willow Lakes. The 42nd Annual Championship is underway today with stroke playing qualifying. There's 128, two of those. The defending champion, Brandon Crick of McCook, and defending runner-up, Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon, are exempt from qualifying. So 126 playing for 62 spots. Then the match play gets underway tomorrow and wraps up with a 36-hole final on Sunday.
A lot of golf, a lot of state golf going on right now. I like how they get some of those people get byes, don't have to go through the whole qualifying stage again. I think that's excellent for them.
The way they played last year, what was it, at Arbor Lakes or so? Psychotic. Speaking of golf, more folks are telling me on the street that they want to get in, and so here's how you do it. You go to ESPNSuperstation.com, fill out your entry form for the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Challenge at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, August 13th and 14th. That's a Thursday and a Friday. You can play either day. It's tee times. It's a four-person team, two-net, best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. There's players receive all kinds of gifts, T-shirts, and green fees. It pays for your cart, your practice balls, all of that. And it's at Indian Head, August 13th and 14th. Get signed up today. Brought to you by Bud Light and Roy's Grand Lodge of Grand Island. So do it today, and you can find out all the information that we haven't passed along at our website, ESPNSuperstation.com.
I messed that up the other day. 13th and 14th, that is a Thursday and Friday. That is a Thursday and Friday for folks out there. I said, you can't play Saturday. That's incorrect. If you can't play Thursday, you can play Friday. Call over there and get a tee time today.
And to our resident hockey expert, I don't know if we mentioned this on the show earlier this week. Steve Johnson, former Lincoln coach, is taking over at Fargo as the new head coach and general manager. Yikes. And Steve Yzerman, Brett Hull, Luke Robitaille, and Brian Leetch inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. You okay with that, Derek?
Absolutely. All humongous names in hockey there, and all first ballot guys, I think, too. So
they can only put four in a year
yes,
in hockey.
Yep. Yeah,
what if there was
crazy.
Another guy?
Then he probably would have gotten shut out, because I don't think either none of those guys were getting shut out this year. No way.
That's weird, because hockey, four max, NFL, four minimum.
And then what's baseball like?
Doesn't
40
matter.
A year
Doesn't
or
matter. Doesn't matter. You could have one. We've had one before. You could have six. I think maybe they do have a max, but no real minimum.
And just four in the NHL, though.
NBA draft going on tomorrow. Joe DiMaio is going to join us on the program tomorrow, talk a little fantasy baseball as well.
Coco Crisp gone for the year. A big deal? No.
It was when we got him. I don't know. Did he contribute to the team that much?
No.
Hate to see him hurt. Hate to see him hurt. But the Royals won, and they will take on Houston again tonight. And we will have Game 3 of the College World Series here on ESPN Radio. The college season comes to an end. A long, long tournament. Conference tournaments. Both won their conference tournaments, then moved on. Regionals, super regionals. A week and a half in Omaha, nearly 2 weeks in Omaha by the time you count getting there and going through the opening ceremonies and then playing baseball. It all comes to an end tonight. Somebody is going to have a great season come up short. The number one team in the polls against the number one national seed, LSU, Texas. Pregame at 5:45. First pitch at approximately 6:10. And we'll recap it all tomorrow, along with having Joe DiMaio among our guests. We want to thank Kevin Malberg, Elwood football coach and coach of the Nebraska 8-Man All-Stars, for joining us as they head to Kansas. And Dave Rethorst, chairman of the Nebraska High School Rodeo Committee, state rodeo underway today in Hastings.
See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, 23 hours from now, 1416 Kearney, 1550, friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!